Moshe has a horror in the sixth parasha. Karas says, "Kikol eido kulam kedushim b'secha Hashem." That's a beautiful praise. The Klai Yisrael, Klai Yisrael is tremendously kodesh. Kodesh Baruch Hu exists in Klai Yisrael. Umaduot is nasua al kahal Hashem. So why are you raising yourself up? So obviously, there's a toast over here because Moshe Rabbeinu did not choose to raise himself up. Kodesh Baruch Hu appointed him, but Karach seems to be claiming that there's no need at all for somebody to be the leader. The whole aid is kodesh. Now the truth is, we know deep down, the Karach himself wanted to be the leader. So he was playing a game with his own mind, with whether it's kodesh, there's kedusha or not. There's a leader, the purpose for a leader or not. But his argument, so how do we look at his argument? So he brings a Gemara in Kedusha. The Gemara in Kedusha says that when there was a discussion with Yanai HaMelech and the Chachamim, and that Yanai HaMelech felt the Chachamim had insulted him, and he wanted to destroy the Chachamim, so he says, what's going to be with the Torah? So there was a person over there named Eliezer ben Puria. Eliezer ben Puria, who said the Torah is there, we can learn it. So Chazal said that was a moment of minus, a moment of apikursis, and he accepted that taina. So not only is that true in Torah Shabbat, that's a problem. Even in Torah Shabbat, Moshe points out, a person feels that he says, the same way the Moor says that the Sefer Torah is Munah, but Karen Zav is called Ritzal Lumah Yabba B'Yamud. A person would say, Kol HaShas, Kol HaSorim, Shabbat Olam, is B'Karen Zav is, and Kol HaRitzal Lumah Yabba B'Yamud, it's also Epicurus. Means you don't need Chachmei Torah. We have, nowadays, we have so many different, we have our Sarah Chochma, and we have Google, and we have so much information which you can get without having to come on to the rabbi. So it doesn't work. Why doesn't it work? So it's an idea which you mentioned before, that Chazal say many things, and many of the things that Chazal say really are contradicted to each other. The Chazal stress one point in one place, and they use a very strong Lashon. Then they stress something else in a different place, and they use it in a very strong Lashon. So a person who's predisposed towards A or B will then use that Chazal to support their point. Many Apikursim and many Kofrim have found Chazals to support their points. But how do we know what the truth is? A person who's truly seeking the Emes and works very hard will be Zoecha to find the Emes, and that's what our Tamid Chachamim are. And they're the ones who we do not necessarily feel confident we have that status, but we know we have people who we can rely on, which will find the kernel of truth which is there and pass it on properly. But otherwise, each person will end up interpreting Torah according to his understanding, and that's really what the Tzedukim and the Karoyim stood for. The Karoyim said there's no Masara, and each person can find a Makar for everything that he wants, you know, whatever he wants, whatever he interprets the Pesukim is valid. So there was no Masara from the Karoyim from generation to generation at certain points. A person felt the Pesukim meant X or Y. That's what it meant, and that was all he needed. So the importance of the Chacham Yatar, the importance of a Masara, of how we look at something and what the correct way to understand something, this was the Karach's mistake, and it continues to be throughout the generations. This is a problem which we have, that the people come along and say that the Masara is not the main thing. As long as I can find a tshuva or halacha sefer which supports my opinion, that's all you need. The balance, and when you apply it, you don't apply it to the correct wisdom of understanding whether this should be used or not used. I'm smart enough to figure that out. So that's a very dangerous approach, a very dangerous attitude. And this is really the attitude which goes back to Karach.